This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Dustin Yard and you're tuned into On The Ball, where we bring you all the updates from the world of sport. There were a few heartbreaks for the Indian cricket team in 2019, such as the ODI World Cup semi-final exit and close Test series defeats in South Africa and England. But Team India bounced back and soon began their domination over the Test arena, even winning a Test series in Australia for the first time in over 7 decades and finishing the year with a big gap at the top of the World Test Championship points table. However, now Virat Kohli and company gear up for a 3-match T20I series against Sri Lanka, with an eye on the T20I World Cup, which will be held in Australia later this year. To preview this series, we have our group sports editor Gaurav Kalra joining us on call.
Well, hi Gaurav, it's great to have you back on our show right at the start of this new year. Before we dive into the series against Sri Lanka, I just wanted to ask you one thing. If you were asked to summarize Team India's 2019 performances in one word, what would that be and why?
Outstanding. No question about it. They've played Test cricket to a standard that we haven't seen them play before, or at least to the intensity that we haven't seen them play before, especially when it comes to their fast bowling. That was the standout feature for me all year. Yes, it was disappointing that they did lose in the semi-final of that World Cup. That was perhaps the low point of the year. But overall, they've had a very good year in all three formats. And I think that they've had an outstanding year.
Well, returning to the series, since Virat Kohli's debut in 2008, Sri Lanka haven't won a bilateral series against India, who now boasts a 16-0 record. What can we expect from a relatively young Sri Lankan side this time around, and could that record be broken?
They will be up against it. It isn't, as many teams have discovered, it isn't easy to beat India in any format. And I think we've seen that across formats over the course of this domestic season and the last few years. Yes, there have been the odd wins. Bangladesh wins, beat India in a T20 game. West Indies beat India in a T20 game and in a one-day international. South Africa won a T20 game as well. But overall, India has been found to be superior to their opposition. Sri Lanka are a young team, but remember the last T20 series that they played was against Pakistan in Pakistan, and they won that 3-0. So they're coming off a little bit of confidence. They've got one or two of their experienced players back as well. Lasith Malinga, who's very experienced in Indian conditions, is the captain. But I think India start overwhelming favourites, Dustin.
Well, speaking about the experienced players, Gaurav, we also seen Sri Lanka have recalled Angelo Matthews to the squad. Now, Angelo Matthews and Malinga form the core of these old experienced players. How important are these two to the Lankan squad in this series?
Malinga, definitely, because I think we've seen time and again that every time he's been written off as someone who's past his prime, he keeps coming back and delivering the goods in limited overs cricket in particular. He's the captain of the squad. He's got oodles of experience and he's got the weapons that help his team succeed in T20 cricket, because he can bowl the Yorker at will. The only downside for Malinga, if there is one, is that India has traditionally played him better than other teams. So I think that he will be well aware of that factor. And, you know, Matthews, I think, is more a name than someone that India will really be fearing that much. I don't think he's going to be bowling as much as he used to in the past. His bowling has dwindled off late. And as a batsman in T20 cricket, I don't think Matthews has quite the same reputation as he does in Test cricket. And he doesn't seem to have the ability to be a passer in the same way. So I think that while it's good to have that experience around a young group, and maybe he will help with the fact that he's played multiple times in India before, but I don't see Matthews as a huge threat.
Well, apart from these two, Gaurav, who do you think will be the major threat for Team India, though, from the Sri Lankan squad?
Some of the younger players that have been mentioned off late, you know, the guys who did well in Pakistan. Remember, in Pakistan, they were up against a pretty strong team in Pakistan. They'd be high in the T20 rankings, but all of the young players came good and produced some very eye-catching performances. So I think as a group, I think from this Sri Lankan outfit, one of the aspects that you'll be looking out for is how they play as a unit. You know, I don't think individual performances are going to get it done for them, because man for man, India are a superior team. But from that point of view, because a lot of the younger players have been exposed off late to international cricket and are coming together as a group, I expect Sri Lanka, if they are to be competitive in the series, will have to play this one for all for one kind of game.
Well, Gaurav, coming back to the Indian squad, Shikhar Dhawan and Bumrah return while Rohit Sharma has been rested. Let's speak first about the opener's position. This could be an interesting contest, wouldn't it, between Rahul and Dhawan to cement that opener spot in the squad?
Yes, and I think that it's an important series for Shikhar Dhawan because while he's been one of India's premier openers in limited overs cricket over the last 2-3 years, I think in the recent months that sheen has worn off a little bit. And also remember that once he got injured, Rahul has had a lot of success in that position in both one day as well as in T20 cricket. In fact, against the West Indies in the T20s, he made 2 half centuries in the 3 games, should have made 100 in one of those games. Yeah. As well. So I think that has meant that, and especially because he's able to score at a very fast strike rate. Now, Rohit Sharma is one of the all-time great limited overs openers, so his place is completely secure. And what that means is that it's a pretty much a straight shoot-off between these guys. What is in Dhawan's favor is that the T20 World Cup is still some time away. So it isn't like you're going to cement any positions. But I think if he has a below-average series or an average series, then there will be some difficulty in him finding a spot back because the selectors might start to look beyond him as a T20 opener in case that is he has a below average series. I think it's an important series for him simply from the point of view that he needs to be able to score runs and also score them briskly because that's what Rahul has shown the ability to do, to score quickly.
Well, Gaurav, I was reading a recent interview where Bumrah said that he went full steam in training recently and his body felt good. Of course, he's returning after an extended injury layoff, but what can we expect from him and the Indian bowling attack in this series?
I think Bumrah will be as formidable as always, because if he weren't fully match ready, he would not be attempting to make a comeback. This is obviously the easiest, or at least the one format in which you have to bowl the least. He only has 4 overs in a game to get through. So clearly that was thinking that to ease him into international cricket, that way, but I don't think that if he wasn't 100% fit, he would have been included back in the squad. Guys like Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Deepak Chahar are out because of injury. Shami is resting. So that would mean that India gets an opportunity to give a little bit of an extended run to players such as Navdeep Saini, who had a good game in that last one-day match that he was introduced in against the West Indies. And Shardul Thakur, who also picked up a wicket, but most importantly played that Nitu cameo. Yeah. So I think it's an opportunity for India to just have a look at the bowlers that are just below the top rung in T20 cricket and how they come through. Saini in particular is someone I'm going to be looking at because he's already shown that he's got the pace, and with the World Cup coming up later on in the year, he'll be very keen to make a contention.
Well, Gaurav, it seems like with every series, there's a mini debate about young Rishabh Pant's role in the squad, especially with another power hitter like Sanju Samson rating in the wings. Has Pant done enough to warrant another opportunity, or is it time for India to experiment with Samson behind the wickets this time around?
No, I think Pant did quite well against the West Indies, and I think he's shown that he's got a mature head on his shoulders when that was needed, because there was a situation in that series against the West Indies when India had lost a few wickets and they needed a steadying kind of partnership between him and Iyer. India got that. And he also, of course, got the explosive ability. Yes, there are some question marks about his wicket keeping. Several points have been made about that, in particular to his work against spin bowling, and that will continue to be a work in progress. But one has to remember that even Sanju Samson is not a first wicket keeper in long format cricket. So it's not like wicket keeping is something that he does as, you know, naturally in the same way as, say, Vridhiman Saha does. So I think Samson will have to continue to wait for his chances, because if Pant, after he's put in a couple of decent performances against the West Indies, both the T20s and the One Day Internationals, then I think that it's only reasonable to see him continue to grow in that role, especially as he has been identified as the first choice wicketkeeper for India in limited overs cricket.
Well, Gaurav, then how do you think the Indian playing 11 will look like in this series? Also, will Shubham Dubey be given another run out, or should Manish Pandey be given a chance in the middle?
Well, I think that the thinking with Shubham Dubey is that additional bowling option becomes available to the captain. Obviously, Rohit Sharma is resting, so that would mean Dhawan and Rahul will open. But I think that India will go in with a pretty standard lineup like they were against the West Indies. You would not expect too many changes from that. Obviously, the guys who are injured or are resting will not be playing, but Bumrah comes, walks straight back into that playing 11. And I'll be interested in seeing if India actually gives both their spinners a go in tandem. I mean, the wrist spinners, both of them get a go in tandem in Kuldeep Yadav and Yuzvendra Chahal, because that would be a methodology that several prominent observers do actually believe that will work for India. So that, I think, will be something that I'll be looking out for. Also, the template that India plays to. Because remember, in that last game against the West Indies in Mumbai, batting first, they played a very aggressive, right from the first ball, they went into attack mode. And that sort of cricket, if India are willing to play against Sri Lanka, then that will set, in many ways, the formula that they will adopt going into the World Cup.
Well, lastly, Gaurav, I guess it's time for you to look into your crystal ball and give us your prediction for this three-match series.
I think I'll try and be a little scientific about it, Dustin, because, you know, we've seen that in T20 cricket, India has lost a few games this season. And it can happen in this format. You saw India lose to Bangladesh a game, to South Africa, as well as to West Indies. So I think that pattern, one would expect, will continue and India will end up winning the series 2-1.
Thanks, Gaurav. It was great having you on our show once again.
Thank you, Dustin. Always a pleasure.
That brings us to the end of this edition of On the Ball. If you have any queries or would like to comment on any topic covered in this podcast, feel free to email us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.